Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 19 of In His Steps. Today's title is Transform People, Give. Lynn Bayab said, "I see clearly that generosity with money, as well as with time and possessions, reflects the generous heart of God revealed in Jesus." Our text today is found in Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. "He entered Jericho and was passing through, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. He was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead, and he climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he said to him, 'Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today.' So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled, 'He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner.' And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, 'Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I defrauded anyone of anything, I will restore it fourfold.' And Jesus said to him, 'Today salvation has come to this house, since he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.'" Luke 19 records the salvation of a chief tax collector named Zacchaeus. For our devotion today, we will refer to him as Zac. Like many tax collectors in Jesus' day, Zac was a dishonest charlatan. He had cheated people on their taxes to make himself rich. More importantly, he was lost. Fortunately for him and for everyone, Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Notice that Zac wanted to see Jesus, but it was Jesus who looked up and spoke first to him. While Zac was short in stature and hurriedly climbed up in a sycamore tree, Jesus was long on compassion, and he stopped on his journey to save a lost sinner. J.C. Ryle describes what happens when lost people are saved. "Converted sinners will always give evidence of their conversion. We're told that Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, 'The half of my goods I give unto the poor, and if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I'll restore it to him fourfold.' There was reality in that speech. This was an unmistakable proof that Zacchaeus was a new creature. When a wealthy Christian begins to distribute his riches and an extortioner begins to make restitution, we may well believe that old things have passed away and all things have become new, as 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us. There was decision in that speech. 'I give,' says Zacchaeus, 'I restore.' He does not speak of future intentions. He does not say, 'I will,' but 'I do.' Freely pardoned and raised from death to life, Zacchaeus felt that he could not begin too soon to show who he was and whom he served. He that desires to give proof that he is a believer should walk in the steps of Zacchaeus. Like him, let him thoroughly renounce the sins which have formerly most easily beset him. Like him, let him follow the Christian graces which he has formerly most habitually neglected. In any case, a believer should so live that all may know that he's a believer. Faith does not purify the heart and life, is not faith at all. Grace that cannot be seen like light and tasted like salt is not grace, but hypocrisy. Everything changed when Zac met Jesus. God transformed his life, which radically altered his ways. The man who once defrauded became completely honest. The one who once took from people now gave back fourfold what he had stolen. One lesson learned from Zac is that, like Jesus, transform people, give. Here's some questions to think about today. How significant is it that Zacchaeus desires to see Jesus and Jesus seeks to save the lost? In what ways has God sought you? In what ways has God radically transformed your life?